The nation's leading science agency says it's preparing for severe funding cuts in the May budget. The CSIRO is reported to be facing cuts of about $150 million as the industry minister attempts to save up to $2 billion across the portfolio. The Academy of Science says it's part of a trend that's pushing the next generation of scientists overseas. Thomas Ariti reports.
The CSIRO operates on a budget of about $757 million each year. The chairman, Simon McKeon, can't confirm reports in Fairfax Media the organisation is facing cuts of up to 20%. But he says it's important not to underestimate the CSIRO.
From where I sit, and I'm a non-scientist, all I know is that every day that I have any involvement with CSIRO, I see, 5,000 people doing the most extraordinary work. Groundbreaking work, indeed, world's best science, and producing all sorts of things from, Wi-Fi to contact lenses to our polymer banknotes.
About 60% of funding for the CSIRO comes from the federal government. Mr. McKeon says particularly in Australia, government funding for scientific research is crucial.
We're not, unfortunately, a country that has a private sector that invests enough in research and development, and accordingly we've had decades and decades where an organisation like CSIRO has, if you like, filled the gap to a fairly significant extent. So but the government knows that, we're very keen to, to minimise any cuts.
The Academy of Science is concerned harsh cuts to the CSIRO could affect other sectors as well. Professor Les Field is the Academy's Secretary for Science Policy.
Well, the CSIRO have always been targeted to what I call the industry sectors and the important sectors that Australia relies upon. And so you find both the mining sector, the climate sector, the agricultural sector rely quite heavily on the CSIRO as their number one port of call for research activity. So it will impact on the bigger sectors that we rely on.
Professor Field says research institutions across Australia are all feeling the strain, and young researchers are the most vulnerable.
Science and research is very much an international exercise at the moment, and people will be looking for where they can best nurture their careers into the future. We need a strong research sector in Australia to maintain the critical mass of research activity that we've got here. And if there isn't a strong research sector or a research sector which is falling backwards, you will find the pressure for our younger researchers in particular to start looking elsewhere.
But Simon McKeon from the CSIRO doesn't want to jump to conclusions yet.
I'm certainly one that doesn't expect unlimited supplies of government money just to be, spent inappropriately in, say, an area of innovation. It has to be spent well, it has to be spent cleverly, has to be spent on a way in which, on a basis in which, we know it delivers strong impact.
CSIRO Chairman Simon McKeon ending that report from Thomas Ariti. And AM contacted the office of the minister responsible for the CSIRO in Macfarlane, but we haven't received a response.